On this week's Nonsensible Podcast.
Hollywood, wow. Like, he was like, wow, this is what Korean movies in the 70s did not look like this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Try beating me in basketball first.
I have done that before.
Yeah, you've also lost me. Up
yeah,
plenty.
Yeah, yeah. Butterfly effect, would you not have shaved your eyebrows if that hadn't been your first movie?
Bro, but with Child's Play, dude. All right.
Turning into Matthew McConaughey.
This is Nonsensible.
You are listening to Nonsensible with
Saul from accounting.
Dave
from human resources.
Sam from marketing.
And Proxy Wolf from
e-gaming.
The internet.
The video game industry.
IT department.
So we're back here with Wolf. Welcome back, Wolf.
Thanks for having me.
What's
again.
Up,
I really
dude?
Enjoyed the podcast last time. I'm looking forward to another good one.
I actually, when I was in elementary school, a friend of mine, his mother's name was Dolphin.
Really?
I wow. shit you not.
Yeah. Really?
At the time, I didn't think anything of it. But the older I get, I'm like, who would call their child Dolphin?
Should have gone with Flipper.
Flipper.
You guys remember those movies?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I think we should start this podcast off with 90s movies. What 90s movies really affected you? What 90s movies did you really like as a kid?
Three, two, one. Billy Madison. You guys are supposed to say something. No, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. So Saul's is Billy Madison.
Yeah.
You loved Billy Madison as a kid.
He called this shit poop.
I mean, for me, I know they weren't 90s movies, but they were re-released and remastered in the 90s. Star Wars. Like that was
yeah.
When I think of VHS tapes that I listened to or watched like over and over and over again, it was like the re-releases of the Star Wars movies.
What? Was that the one with it? That's when they redone this computer graphics, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But and then there was the weird version they did after where it got like really weird and they redid the graphics.
Maybe
changed some of
the
sounds.
That was the one I didn't like.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad used to give guitar lessons to people all across Atlanta, Georgia. And sometimes he would take us with them. And one of his students, they had this like badass house with a home theater. And they had all the Star Wars VHSs on there. And they're like, hey, have your kids watch these. And it was the first time I ever watched Star Wars movies. And my mind was blown. Because I didn't even know what Star Wars was. And I was like, what, 9, 10?
Wow.
Could not believe something like that existed.
And it was like a big home theater?
Yeah.
Star Wars
was awesome. Like, it was so cool back in the day.
Yeah.
And then like these days when you go back and look at it, you're like, how did I think like…
Really?
The story and what the special effects.
Yeah.
Like some of them you look back and you're like, I thought that was cool. Because we've advanced so much.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Kids these days look at Star Wars and they probably like didn't think it was as cool as what we did.
Yeah.
I think it holds up though, right? Like I think it does.
It holds
the
up.
The story
right,
does. Yeah. Everything else, it's just the special effects, I think. Mm-hmm. But here in Korea, like Star Wars is not anything what it's like in the West.
Yeah.
Like I talk to my Korean friends. I like Star Wars. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I think because like when they first came out, you really had to get into them early to kind of appreciate Star
yeah.
Wars for what it
Absolutely.
Was. And there's been such a length of time when they haven't been released. People just kind of, it just dropped off mm-hmm. the face of the earth for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The original Star Wars movies came out in like the 70s, right?
Yeah. 77,
I believe.
Yeah, so like late 70s. I remember the first time I had some of my Korean friends came over, they're like, let's watch a movie. I was like, have you guys seen Star Wars? They're like, I heard it's really good. Sure, like let's watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that it was in the 70s and they were like, wow. I remember one Korean friend was like, Hollywood, wow. Like he was just like, so he was like, wow, this is what Korean movies in the 70s did not look like this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were so amazed by the special effects, even though, you know, we were watching this in what, like 2011, 2012.
Mm.
But like to them and to that Korean friend in particular, it was like, wow, this is…
There's an emergency though. Is there any soju left?
Is that an emergency? There's
I got
a full
some.
Bottle.
Oh, thank you. Sorry guys, I just… I'm in a certain mood.
I started shaking.
In terms of Star Wars and the later films, I didn't like them as much. Adam Driver was kind of, for me, was a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he's actually a pretty decent actor though. But when Han Solo died, that really got me.
Yeah.
You didn't like that actually? I thought that was one of the…
That film, but like just in general, I guess the later, like the prequels, I didn't like at all. The sequels… 7, 8, and 9, I think it got better, but as it went on, it kind of got a little too drawn out for me.
For me, I thought the bravest thing they did in the sequels, if you could call them that, 7, 8, 9, was actually killing Han Solo. I mean, obviously, I think it's probably public knowledge.
Spoilers, yeah.
But I think it's pretty. It's at least rumored that Han Solo like had it in his contract, like, okay, if I do these, like, I'm only doing the first movie, you have to kill me off, kind of thing. I mean, there's a lot of rumors about that. I don't know if it's actually confirmed or not, but it wasn't a shock to me that he was going to die. But I thought the way they did it was pretty brave and interesting. And that gave me hope for the rest of the trilogy, because Rian Johnson was doing 8. Rian Johnson did the Ozymandias episode of Breaking Bad. I don't know if you guys have watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Spoilers, but, like, you know, the scene where Hank dies, or the episode where Hank dies and all that. Rian Johnson directed that. So I had a lot of hope. I was like, oh, maybe episode 8 is going to be really dark. You know, we're going to really explore Kylo Ren's character. And it was a terrible movie. It was dark, sort of, with Luke, kind of, but, like, in a weird, cheesy, lame way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't. I hate everything about this trilogy, I think. And then I watched episode 9, the last one, and it was even worse. And I hate the new movies so much. The prequels, I could convince myself to like them. I like this and that about them.
But
or
Jar
like,
Jar Binks?
They tell a good story. Yeah, no, I don't like Jar Jar.
Yeah,
but
prequels were like watchable in its own cheesy,
they felt like
way.
Star Wars. Yeah. The new movies don't feel like Star Wars to me. At all.
After seven, it went downhill. But for me, Han Solo was my favorite character. So to see him die, like, on film, in the cinema, was just, like, traumatic. It's like, no, that can't happen. Anyway. Yeah.
Too many spoilers in this. By the way, Snape kills Dumbledore. You guys want some more spoilers?
90s films. I don't know if this is a 90s film, but Goonies.
Goonies. I believe that's late 80s. But I mean, it's considered 90s shit.
90s for me was probably like my favorite decade.
Yeah.
Though, like, just pretty across badass. The board.
You know what's funny? When I was a kid, my dad, he had a VHS of Dazed and Confused. I saw that as a kid, and I thought that was the coolest shit.
That was a good film.
I looked forward to high school so much because of that movie, and it was nothing like that. Well, I mean, not for me. I guess for the cool kids, it might have been like that, but not for me.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Now, who doesn't know about Dave's and Confused?
Dave's and Confused. I'm Dave and Confused right now.
Were you drinking before we began the podcast?
No, I wasn't.
No.
All right.
Turning into Matthew McConaughey. Oh,
yeah. That was actually very good. Very
good,
well done.
Good impression of Matthew McConaughey.
He's sexy. Can we talk about sexy men for like 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Who's?
I thought he was going to say for just a second. Can we talk about sexy men for 10 minutes?
That's McConaughey. He is sexy.
Yeah.
He is a sexy man.
He has his moments. I think there's some films where he's been a lot better than in other films.
Yeah. His appearance is sexier than his personality.
Jamie Foxx is sexy.
Yeah.
I think he's sexy.
He's got a great personality to go with his great body.
Mm-hmm. What about Michael J. Fox?
Sick.
Michael J. Fox.
That doesn't
ring sexy in my. I'm talking about daddy figures. Like,
is Michael J. Fox the redneck comedian guy?
No. Back to the Future.
That's Bill.
What's the
Back to the Future?
What? I know who Michael J. Fox is. Sorry.
Wow.
Who is the guy? The redneck guy. The redneck guy who.
Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy. I'm sorry. Foxworthy.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox and Jeff Foxworthy are like night and day.
Sorry,
I've been in Korea too long. Jeff Foxworthy, though. Sexy or not sexy?
No.
Hot or not?
No.
Jeff Foxworthy.
No. I don't think so.
No. Not sexy.
Fucking fool, dude.
I'm sorry. I mixed those two up. That's really bad.
That's tough. That's tough to pull off.
That's a rough one.
Brad
Pitt's still sexy. You guys see him in a… what's it called? The movie that Quentin Tarantino recently released.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, that was a great
film. When he was on the roof and he took his shirt off at… What is he at? Like 60 now? Pushing 60? Ugh.
What did you guys think about that scene… That controversial scene where… with the Bruce Lee lookalike guy?
Oh yeah. That was interesting.
That's wild,
people,
right?
People are saying that…
The fight… I think it was Bruce Lee's daughter came out and said that he would never have done that.
A bunch of people were mad about it.
And wouldn't have lost the fight either.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know the scene you're talking about. I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it.
Quentin Tarantino always plays with history. With Inglourious Basterds, he literally changed history with Hitler's death.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a film.
It's a film.
It's based on… Well, it's a fictional film. Yeah, it's based on reality. So, you know, you have artistic integrity in any film. And more often than not, they're going to put scenes in that are going to make the film, I guess, it could be more confrontational or just to raise an issue, but it's not all fact.
And I imagine Tarantino's a huge Bruce Lee fan.
Tarantino does that shit all the time.
Yeah, I bet he's a huge Bruce Lee fan.
Like, allow people to have some artistic like licensing, like, please. Just like let people, just let people actually like bend history for storytelling.
I love Tarantino movies. They're just, I loved that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought that was a great.
It was a good film.
It was a bit long, but I liked it.
It was a slow burn.
It dragged on a bit.
I don't think it's dragged on. I think it's a slow burn. You got to watch it. Oh, for example, I watched it in the theaters. It definitely felt dragged on. But if you like go on Netflix or something and watch it like over dinner for like two or three times, it like over. Watch the whole movie.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Like in sections, three parts, yeah. It's really cool.
I really liked it. But it, for me, Irishman, like I watched that over two nights. And a lot of people are like, that was a drawn out film because it was 3.5 hours or whatever. But I really thought that was an amazing film as well.
I loved it.
What was your first rated R movie?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Hold on, give me a second.
Wait, R-rated film.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said
the first time your parents were like, you can watch an R-rated movie. Mine was A Bronx Tale.
I'm trying to think of what it was. Oh, I watched so many when I was really young because
my parents didn't really,
didn't really care.
Yeah, my parents didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of one.
My dad made it like a big deal. I was like, hey, Chief, I got a movie me and you're going to watch. First rated R movie.
And it was A Bronx Tale. The first time it ever came up was when, do you guys remember that movie Toy Soldiers? I think this was also a 90s movie where like it's all these action figures and it's super weird and, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there, you know? And I remember my uncle got it and was like, you guys should watch this tonight. And my aunt was over at the house, not his wife, but my other aunt was at the house, my mom's sister. And she was like, Greg, that's a rated R movie. And that was that's the first time I remember someone being like, you can't watch that. That's rated R. And I was like, ooh, is that like, well, I definitely need to watch this movie now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did watch it and it wasn't that bad. It was fine.
I remember my first rated R movie. It was Child's Play.
Oh.
With Chucky.
That's sick.
And my parents had it on and I watched it. And
is that like Butterfly Effect? Would you not have shaved your eyebrows if that hadn't been your first movie?
Bro, but with Child's Play, dude… I shouldn't have watched it as a
that's
kid.
Scary.
That's scary. It scarred the shit out. After that, I was afraid of like dolls.
Yeah.
I should not have watched that movie. Dolls still creep me out. I also saw It when I was like 10.
It?
Now I hate clowns. Yeah. I still hate clowns. You know, Saul on my phone is a clown emoji.
You want to go into that?
Yeah, go ahead. Go into that.
Really?
I don't know.
No. We should. We shouldn't.
Never mind.
Forever lost. Forever lost. The mysteries of time.
So me and Saul were fighting. And then I called him a clown and he got really mad. And then I changed his name on my phone from Saul to a clown emoji and I sent it
and
to him.
And he screen grabbed it and sent it to me. And then we immediately called each other and started laughing. Yeah. But I was like really feeling like the wrath of Dave. Like he was in a really bad
mood.
When
I'm mad, I'm mad.
And he was sending me like really personally, like really hurtful shit.
Well, you guys have all experienced me really mad.
Yeah.
A wolf has as well?
Yeah.
He has.
Fairly recently.
Oh yeah? Did he yell at you?
Okay, but mine was
over
actually…
Over text messages.
Yeah. Mine was… Okay, so… Okay, can I go into the story?
I don't care. You can tell the story.
All right, Wolf is a caster, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we used to play a lot of Valorant together. And Valorant's a first-person shooter, okay? And Wolf is not the best Valorant player in the world. At the time, he's not the best Valorant player in the world.
Did you get angry at him because he was bad at the game?
No. It was worse.
I didn't get mad at… worse?
No, it was worse. I was actually being a really nice guy. Mm. He always… All right. So I'm like top fragging, which means like the best score on
the
team.
Top in the tab screen. You press tab. Dave's at the top.
I'm at the top.
Wolf's not at the top.
And Wolf is bottom fragging. Bottom fragging means he's getting less kills. He's dying more than he gets kills.
His kill to death ratio is…
Yes, kill to death ratio
below.
Is low.
I was, at the time, I was not… Was
the
not
thing about Wolf is he's an analyzer when it comes to video games. So he would die first, but then he would be like… Guys, if we actually did like a 2-3 split, we would have been way better. I think you guys should plant the bomb. Like every time he died, he'd like criticize us. Why don't you stop dying and call out orders, you know? Dude's like dying like after like 2 seconds and then calling orders out on us.
And I was just like peeking corners and then dying and then being like, I told you guys we should have gone A. And everyone's like, okay. But nobody knew the game back then, but I was like, no, I think I know. Yeah. I was being super obnoxious.
Super analytical. And we're all just trying to have fun. And then my friends was like, getting like crazy amount of kills and like laughing and shit. He's like, that guy's being a little loud. I'm like, dude, you ruined the experience of the game for all of us. And I just went off on
Were you in one of your like rage? Like, was it
I was
a real day rage?
I was like, I don't want to play with you anymore.
But he didn't actually tell me how he felt at that time. So we were actually, so this is actually my, you know, we're finally actually doing this, our second podcast together. We did our previous episode as well together. But like Dave was like, yo, you want to come on this podcast? So I was like, yeah. So I texted Dave. I was like, so when's the podcast at? Might I come on a podcast? Dave was like, yo, we need to talk. Like, I don't know if you're ever coming on the podcast.
What? Yeah, I said, I don't know if I want you on the podcast.
I'm like, okay.
And it, for me, for
I'm like,
me,
I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know why I'm in trouble.
For me, when he does that too, like, even though I know like we're going to get over it because we're good at talking it out, we actually had like a real fallout like 3 years ago where we didn't talk for like 6 months. And so now when he like gets that mad at me, even though I know that we're going to talk it out, there's always this little like voice in the back of my head that's like, this might be it for you and Dave.
But here's the thing. Every time I've had a fight with all my friends, we become so much closer afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
We always get better.
How fresh is this incident with Wolf then?
But it wasn't even that bad.
It was what, like maybe in…
2 months ago?
I think it was a bit further ago. I was in quarantine, so it was May. I was in quarantine, so I was pretty heated
as well.
Oh,
and you were lonely.
Circumstantially, that could have been an issue as well for Wolf. Like,
I was locked up in government quarantine for 14 days.
Oh my God. Wow. But the thing is, I transmitted what my other friend was thinking too, because my other friend was like, God, dude, Wolf was such a douche.
Oh, but completely, in those circumstances, if you're playing a game and someone dies and then starts telling you what to do, there's nothing more frustrating than that.
Sorry, Wolf. I love you.
No, I know, but like it was crazy because I didn't know you were upset.
Oh yeah, so, I didn't tell him at the time. I just disconnected.
So I tried to. So after you were like, no, I don't know if you're ever gonna come on the show or whatever you said.
I didn't say it like that.
You kind of did. So I tried to call you because I was like, holy shit, like what happened? Did I mess up? And then you just like rejected my call and you're like, I can't talk to you right now. And then I was like,
it was one of those moments.
And then I was like, all right, what's going on?
I've had moments like that with Sam.
And then you know when you guys use Kakao Talk, right? When you send a long message on Kakao Talk, like there's a thing at the bottom that says like see all.
Yep.
Or like Tunde Pogi in Korean. And I was like, oh, I got the message, like it had like the see all button. I'm like, oh, this is a long message.
Yeah.
And then I read it and I was like, oh shit. Like I didn't even realize you felt that way. I didn't know. And I was like, I thought back and I was like, yeah, I was kind of like that back then. Then we talked and that was fine.
Saul said he played Final Fantasy IX. I don't believe he played Final Fantasy IX.
Okay, hang on. Okay,
he swears.
Why do you not believe him?
Because he never played Final Fantasy IX.
Or seven or nine. I know it's 7 or 9.
There we go.
Okay,
was
do you
Cloud,
believe I
was
played
Cloud
Final?
In the game?
Was it Cloud or was it Vivi?
Or
was it
keep
Zidane?
Going. Keep going.
Squall?
It's Cloud.
Seven.
I didn't recognize any of those other names.
I told you.
Rydia was in it.
Rydia?
There was a name Rydia in it.
I think that's…
And I thought it was weird because it was like an R. It's supposed to be an F.
Rydia? Rinoa? You mean Rinoa?
I don't know.
That's Final
I
Fantasy
swear
VIII.
I played Final
you
Fantasy.
You didn't play any Final Fantasies. You watched a friend play it one time. You probably grabbed
the
controller
Black
for five
Mage?
Minutes.
Can't no Leaf. Not Leaf. Is it Leaf or something? I swear to God.
Leaf.
I played it.
You're
Hold
getting,
on. I'll look
hang
at
on.
It.
Saul did not play any.
Yeah, you're getting, I'm starting to be on your side on this one.
I'm
actually.
Sorry. He did not play
I'll tell you.
Final
you guys go on with
Leaf
it.
Is… Leaf, what game's Leaf from?
Leaf Green Pokemon.
I play Pokemon.
I'm like Leaf, Fire Emblem, Thracia 776.
You never played…
Okay, so I played the one that wasn't the most… It was the second best one. The best one is either 7 or 9. I played the second best one.
Isn't 8 like better than 9 though?
Oh, I don't know.
Final Fantasy…
No. 9 is considered better than 8. But I liked 8.
I never played 9. So.
I played 1, but yeah. Final Fantasy is not my jam.
No, Saul didn't play Final Fantasy.
I remember Vivi Ornithyri.
You just look this up on Wikipedia. I don't believe you.
Can we just move on?
Go ahead. I'll tell you when I find my main character's name.
All right.
And move on.
Keep looking.
Bullshit. Can we move on? Because this is just…
No, just okay, keep, let him keep looking. We'll move on. We'll
you guys move on.
On
we'll do a callback where he's like, I found it. And then we and then we
It
just,
is the one with on. Cloud. It's 7.
Yeah, 7.
I played Final Fantasy VII. I didn't finish it, but I did play it.
You didn't even. Most you probably didn't get. It. You didn't even. You didn't even finish. You didn't even start it, dude.
All right.
You got. You probably got to the first part.
I'm just trying to fit in.
Yeah, I'll give him that. That's fair. If he wants to fit in,
really
let him try.
I swear, I played it.
Let him try.
I played it.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun. Do you recognize that?
No.
Does he know the Chocobo song?
Is that a trick?
That's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question.
Have you played Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
What? Which one?
A bunch of them. I played one in like Miami.
Okay.
Vice City.
Yeah, I played that one.
Okay. Okay.
I fuck with video games a little bit.
Wait, that's fine. That's fine. Not
I'm not saying anything. I'm just
everyone can be a gamer.
Yeah.
I'm going to make up a gamer. Watch this.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll
come
try.
Due time. 2 months from now, Saul will be a gamer.
Okay, I'll go for it.
And you have my laptop anyways. My laptop can play video games.
Oh, okay.
Why do you have his laptop?
Because we were doing the YouTube channel together.
Okay.
And I was editing on it because he wanted me to use Premiere instead of Final Cut. So he was teaching me.
I'm going to teach him how to be a gamer. So you down to
is there,
explore a new
is there,
world?
Is there money in video games for your boy?
Yeah, there's money.
I gotta get a bag.
Need to make him play some old like NES games.
I think Saul should get his own Twitch channel.
That's what I'm gonna say, yo. So come to my house someday. Let's do some Twitch together. Let's play some games. Let's talk. Have a mukbang and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how people take you as a person, as a personality.
Yeah, because they might not like you. To be honest, yeah,
they may not enjoy you.
Yeah, that works. I mean,
but you don't have to be a good gamer to get on Twitch and play. You could be a really shit gamer and people could enjoy that.
A lot of people love shit gamers.
Yeah.
Love shit gamers.
Yeah, let's make him play Mega Man.
Oh, dude, Mega Man.
Is Mega Man hard or something?
Super hard.
Well, it's fun. It's not like complex difficult. It's a platformer, so it's not too bad.
It's definitely hard, though.
Well, I think…
Sounds like, yeah, if you suck at games…
Imagine him playing Cuphead.
I think there are more difficult games.
Yeah.
Just get him on Donkey Kong.
Oh, Donkey Kong is sick.
The new Donkey Kong, the original.
The original one, jumping
That's
over barrels.
Easy.
Well, you say that, but maybe Saul would have, you know, okay. He would get to the final level and be like, I did it, I beat Donkey Kong.
If we play some games where like I actually have a chance to win, then I'll have a blast because I'm super competitive, you know? So give me something that I can have that I have a chance to beat you in. I
can't think of anything like that.
That you can beat Dave in. That you can beat Dave in.
Yeah.
What about chess?
I can beat Dave in chess. Try beating me in basketball first.
I have done that before.
Yeah, you've also lost me up plenty.
Yeah, yeah. Dave's a great basketball player. I'm a better video game player, though.
You're an amazing point guard, though.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, moving along.
What's with the aggression in this podcast? I'm sorry for any viewers.
Because you don't believe that I played Final Fantasy VII. I played that shit. Cloud had the cool hair. The blonde hair.
What was his sword like?
It's big. It's a big sword.
True, true.
That was actually correct.
That's the best thing. That's the best thing.
He's walking funny because his sword's too big. Kind of like Jeff Foxworthy.
What's he walking funny for?
Because his sword's too big. Now,
what have you been playing lately, Sam?
Yeah, for me lately, it's just been Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Awesome.
Before that, Division 2. I don't get much time. I don't get as much time to play games with the kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find a medium of games that we can play together. And I was on Facebook the other day and there's like a new, I don't know how new it is, but I guess it's a system that has like 1,000 games from different, you've got like the original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, they've got like Sega games, they've got all of them. And I'm like, this could be cool to play with the kids, like go back to 8-bit games and the original games because Grand Theft Auto is not a game that I want my kids playing just yet.
Yeah, definitely not.
There's some very difficult issues that you have to comprehend, you know, shooting people and police coming after you and you have to try and escape them. It's probably not something they want my 4-year-old son to know about.
And they probably don't need practice in that.
They're already celebrities.
You
have to talk through the issues here and it's like, yeah, there's a policeman who's chasing you. You shouldn't be shooting him. But that's part of the game is to, you know… Yeah. So the child-friendly games is something I want to get back to.
I have a question about your kids.
Mm.
This is super random, but how are you… So your kids aren't going to… Like, they're not in elementary school yet. They're not at that level yet. How are you educating your kids in terms of homeschooling at the moment? Like, for example, reading or getting into letters, like Korean letters, English letters. How are you going about showing your kids part… Introducing your kids to the education part of their life? Because in a few years… That's going to be a major part of their life, their education. How are we starting them off with that?
One of the things I downloaded on iPad was a PBS channel app.
Okay.
So Sesame Street and things like that are a good help. But generally, I mean, education is not something we do much at home. It's kind of just, you know, play and be yourselves. Because once you hit education levels at school anyway, that's something that's going to be taught. I don't want them to get too far ahead of themselves.
Okay, okay.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Same. Oh, yeah. When I was reading your bio earlier, I was like, is this David's bio?
I said, yeah, like
Atlanta
just a
cats video games.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot
Wolf
of
is a big cat person.
Yeah.
Tell us about your cats.
How many cats do you have?
So I have 4 cats.
How many do you have now?
3.
Because one died, Sam. Thanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. Sorry.
What? Never mind.
Dave's the one laughing. I mean, this is… Dave's the one making this weird.
He did like a video tribute to it. It was really sweet.
I was lucky enough to meet the cat before that.
Yeah.
Just very briefly.
My cats are cool though, but tell us about your cats.
I got 4 cats. They're very needy.
Old cats needy?
Yeah. Well, I've got… So, both of them are adopted like as pairs from the same family. So, there's Maru and Bori. They're like brownish, like tabby cat looking cats.
Mm-hmm.
Maru's very loud, loudest cat, complains all the time, just screaming all the time, needs attention. If you don't pet him or like interact with him for a few hours, like if I'm in my computer room for like 5 hours, he's going to be screaming at the door, get out. Bori, the friendliest cat, only cat that really doesn't care if strangers come over. You know, otherwise you come over, Dave's been over, the cat's like scurry under the floor.
Yeah.
And then Bori's the friendly one. She's very fat also, eats a lot. On the other side, the other two cats, black and white cats. One is Gandor and the other is Hong. And Hong is super skinny, very chill, very a little bit skittish at first, but mm-hmm. pretty friendly. Gandor is the coward cat. He runs from everything.
Skitty
he
cat.
Runs from me. He's the scary cat. I moved into a new house with them recently, and Gandor is taking a liking to the staircase. So he loves sleeping on the stairs. If I go up or down the stairs, he just tears down the stairs. Like, he hauls ass and like slides underneath, like Mario sliding in Super Mario 64, like sliding under the couch,
You have a 2-story house?
Yeah, I have. It's like the second story is like it's got a bathroom and 2 rooms up there.
Esports but pays money.
Yeah. everyone on here is probably like, yeah. I know Sam isn't that impressed by a 2-story house, but in Korea, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I got super lucky with this apartment.
Having stairs inside in Korea is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I would just sit on them shits all day. Do the podcast from the stairs.
You just
to
recently
the loft.
Moved to a new place too.
Yeah, it's been a process. When I moved, like right after, like I had friends move all my stuff in because long story short, I didn't think I was going to have to leave for my visa change. But I did. So
you got your friends to move house for you?
Yes.
They are like the coolest friends in the world. Yeah. There's nothing I hate more than moving house.
I used to, but then I read a men's health magazine that was like, ever trying to figure out a way to get a workout in? Every time your friend asks you to move their house. Remember I told you the other day? Yeah. I was like, dude, I got you. Anytime you want to move, let me know. I tell everyone that now.
Well, I moved to this house. Like, okay, my 2-week quarantine starts.
Games.
When you enter Korea, you know, as most people probably know, like you have to quarantine for 2 weeks in your house if you have a long-term visa. Mm. Otherwise, you're going to government facility.
Yeah.
Which I've done also because I didn't have a long-term visa at the time, which is why I had to change my visa. But anyway, the first 5 days or so of being in the house is like, you know, normally when you move into a new house, you have everything in boxes. You're like, I'll get to it. But when you're stuck in the house for 2 weeks, it's like… You're just surrounded by all the boxes. You're like, well, I mean, I don't really have an excuse. So I just was unpacking everything for days. And it was the worst. But it's done now. It's over. The house is nice. Mm-hmm.
You don't like it? You don't like getting a new house ready?
No.
I love it. I
love it.
Yeah.
I find there's always things that don't get unpacked for like 12 months.
Yes.
That never get… Like even when you move, you're like, oh shit, I should have unpacked this when I moved in last time.
When I'm moving out of the previous home, I throw away everything that I would have not needed to be in that box. I love moving. Yeah.
I throw away a lot of shit when I move as well. But when you've got 2 kids and a wife… there's 4 people in our house.
3 humans are literally like attached to your life.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So you accumulate a lot of shit.
Yeah. Sam moved one time and just gave me a bunch of shit. Like jackets… clothes.
Super Nintendo.
Because you get a ton of shit from TV,
right? He gave me
VR
for PS4. He gave me a Nintendo Wii, a Wii U, a GameCube. He just gave me a bunch of
shit. You get free shit all the time?
Well, not all the time.
When I lived with Julian, bro, he gave me like $1,000 coats. I had never had a real coat in my life. But when he was doing Pijong Song with them, he would get all these crazy clothing sponsors and give me crazy shit.
I've gone through closets and I have to give stuff away to people. Like that happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going through that at the moment after losing weight. Like now that the weather's getting colder, I went into my pants like closet and I'm like, I'm going to have to try on these jeans.
And they're massive.
They're all falling off my, like they're falling down around my knees. Yes. I've got
skinny kid.
He lost so much weight.
Even these pants I'm wearing now, like I went to put my belt on with them. And have you ever worn a belt that it just hangs down?
Yeah.
Like the last notch on my belt is only so big. And right now it doesn't fit me. So skinny I can't wear a belt. And these pants, like I keep having to pull them up off my ass. So yeah, I'm in a really bad situation. I have to go through my closet.
You know, it's a good,
it
it's a good bad situation.
That's awesome.
It's a
good bad situation.
It is, yeah. But like I'm going through and looking at clothes, and I'm like, "Damn, I paid too much for those jeans." And
does
I'm
it
like,
make you want to get fat again? What's better? What's better? Do you think being able to rock those fly pants or being a skinnier guy?
Being skinnier is much better.
Yeah,
but having to go, but there's items of clothing that I don't think I'll ever be able to find
irreplaceable.
Again. Yeah. And that's kind of frustrating.
That sucks.
Because
yeah.
I can't go and get them like taken in with jeans. Like I used to wear a size 40. Now I can fit into a size 34. Like I can't get my size 40 jeans and get them put down to a size 34 because they'll just look like
shit.
So
now you're experiencing what most people experience is just that you get too fat to wear the clothes. Like,
it's the opposite.
I have a question, Sam. Do you, okay. All right. So, my question is, do you feel smaller? For example, like 3 years ago, me and Sam went to watch this baseball game.
Uh-huh.
And Sam was just…
big.
Big. His shoulders were just like this. He was just a big person.
Like how many
I didn't have shoulders. It was just my shoulder.
He was just intimidatingly big.
Like how much did you weigh?
I would have weighed over 120 kilos.
And we made a joke like, yo, let's have a boxing match sometime. And at the time I was like, Sam was… like, it wasn't even, but you didn't look bad though, to be honest. You didn't look bad. You just look like a big dude.
Yeah.
So I was like, he would probably, I was pretty confident because, you know, I was in shape, but I was like, he'd probably wreck me. But now, Sam,
in a
boxing match, I don't know, man.
I think what he's trying to say is,
I'm not scared.
Anymore.
He's not scared of me anymore. Is what he's saying. He's like, let's go toe to toe. He's like, let's do this.
But here's the thing, do you feel smaller too?
I feel smaller, like squeezing between cars and like certain, like even getting out of cars. You know, when you park your car, especially in Korea, I've got a big SUV and it fits just within the car park. So you open the door and if there's a car next to it, like it used to be, I'd have to kind of climb out the door on the other side.
Whoa.
Or like there'd been cases where I'm like, do I have to climb out my sunroof kind of thing?
Have you ever climbed out of yours?
No, I had never did, but you kind of had to climb out awkwardly of the door without beating up someone else's car.
Yeah.
And everyone always has those foam things on the doors in Korea.
That annoys the shit out of me.
Why?
Well, because…
you're going to knock them off while you're trying to get out.
No. You know what they're there? They're there for when they transport the cars so that the cars don't get dented when they transport them back of trucks.
Really?
They're not.
They're not supposed to.
I didn't know that.
Once you buy them from the dealer, they're meant to come off.
People
don't take them off because… it saves their doors. That's not what they're made for, though.
Oh, I thought people added them like after buying
a car. Yeah, that's
what I
thought.
There are after ones, but the big thick blue ones.
Yeah,
they're the ones that come out of the factory for transportation.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The little ones that look like wings or look like rabbit ears. Or there's some funny ones.
Those are the custom ones.
Aftermarket ones.
Really? I thought the blue ones were just people putting them on.
Yeah, right. Same. I thought so too. I'm always worried I'm going to knock those off. Of a car.
And were you saying that you hated him because like you might have been able to get through?
No. I like when it comes to my car, like I don't want those things on them because they're not meant to be there.
It's like having plastic on your monitor, like the new TV you bought. You can take the plastic off.
How does it feel to lose so much weight though, Sam? I'm just so curious.
Yeah, it's like pounds and pounds.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I've lost both of the weight of both of my children, like combined. So it's like two little kids have left my body. And I feel when I go out walking and whatnot, I feel a lot lighter on my feet.
Yeah.
But it's small things like all of a sudden sitting in a chair and you're like, oh, this actually fits quite well.
Yeah. Do you have more energy?
You're so cute.
As opposed to like, you know, there are some chairs you can be like, this chair's kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this fits good. Or
do you feel like you have more energy as well?
To be honest, I do, but I'm not 100% certain on it. Like it's just there are some days I wake up in the morning I feel like shit. So I don't know if that's just me in general or what.
Maybe you being hungry?
I don't know. For me it's the mental side of things like losing weight. there's a mental side to it because you have ups and downs and you have to get over that.
Yeah.
What did you do to lose so much weight? Like, what was your routine?
Yeah, because here's the thing though. Before you answer that question, I've seen Sam attempt to lose weight at least 3 or 4 times, 5 times in the time I've known him. Mm. You've attempted this like several times.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him do it so many times. Like, I'm losing weight. Oh, I can't drink. I'm losing weight. I can't drink beer. I'm losing weight. Before he had his kids, I've seen him attempt it several times. But when he became a father, this is the first time I've seen him really succeed. Yeah.
So, like, I had to help with, like, a diet company. So, what it came down to more often than not is it's diet. So, my dietary intake has changed drastically.
How many calories do you eat a day?
I wouldn't be able to tell you the number, but I'm eating brown rice with, like, some side dishes and, like, lettuce or perilla leaves or whatnot for fiber. So, that's, like, 3 meals a day for me.
Wow.
But also, like, the reason I have this is I'm not drinking cold water. I'm drinking, like, teas and whatnot to try and raise my body temperature.
Wow.
He's so different.
Like, yeah.
Because that way you don't have to burn as many calories.
Well, it helps raising the temperature, just in terms of being able to digest your food and whatnot a lot quicker.
A long time ago, Sam would be like, oh, I'm not drinking beer. But if there was beer on the table…
Oh, yeah, I'd drink it.
He would drink it. I've seen Sam diet so many times. And I'm not trying to put you on, you know…
No.
I've seen Sam diet, quote-unquote diet. Like, because I've known Sam for so long now. I've known you for so long now. Mm. It's been like 6-7 years now. And I've seen you attempt to diet so many times. But holy shit, the change is… I can't comprehend how much Sam has changed.
But for me, drinking's a big thing for me. It was always a big thing in my life. But… I always had the problem of not being able to stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I started drinking, I would drink until I was like shit-faced.
Yeah.
And there'd been occasions where I'd be getting home at lunchtime the next day. And I'm a beer drinker. And it's beer and beer and beer. And like, I can drink beer and like still keep going and powering through. And that was a big thing for me. Now, if I like try alcohol, it doesn't have the same attraction. As what it used to be. For me, I used to love drinking.
Do you get jealous seeing us like sipping on soju and stuff? No.
I never really drank soju.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Soju wasn't something for me. Like
I've seen you drink soju before though.
Yeah. But it's, you know.
You didn't crave it. You weren't
at all. Even now, like beer, there'll be days I'm like, I'd love a cold beer. Someone will crack a beer and I'll have a sip. I'm like, nah, I'm fine.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird.
Teach me your… dark magic.
Well, I think what it is it's just removing it from yourself. Once you get it out of your body and you maintain that for a period of time,
your taste buds change. Bacteria in your gut and shit that crave the things that you feed it all the time, right? So like once you stop eating or drinking or whatever, like those certain things are,
well, it's also
you
like stop craving them, muscle. I guess it's muscle memory in terms of like what your brain is telling you. Like I've tried certain foods after being on the diet and I'm like, that's really salty. Like it's a food I used to
interesting.
Like. Oh, that's really sweet. And you're like, I don't know if I can eat that.
Yeah.
You've lost a lot of weight too though, Wolf.
I've been going to the gym a lot, although not recently because of COVID and everything else. But I lost maybe 6 kilos, which isn't that much, but like you can…
No.
I mean, I lost more fat than 6 kilos, but I gained a lot of muscle. Mm-hmm. So, right? Like I lost like 6 kilos.
Wolf a year ago was… very different person than you're seeing.
Well, now. I mean, I also last, like a year ago, I was in America for most of the year. So I gained a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to the gym at all when I was in the States. Just because I was working an insane work schedule that I never worked before. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, maybe in 2017 was the first time I ever took like a really hard diet for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. Where I was eating mostly vegetables. And like basically the only meat I was eating was like chicken breast. And I had that same experience with you. Like once a week I would go get like budae jjigae or… eat like, you know, samgyeopsal and being like, wow, like the flavor is so intense.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been eating this. And it's like, I see why the body becomes addicted to these sorts of tastes and flavors when I took it away from myself during that time. I didn't lose weight back then. It totally bombed. Did not work.
But. Did you go through that experience of why did I used to eat this?
Yes.
Like the flavor, once you've lost it and you try it again, you're like, oh my
God. MSG.
How did I eat this before?
It tastes so weird after if you don't… eat it for a while.
Yeah, when I came back to Korea after living in the States for 9 months, it was only 9 months. And, you know, I ate Korean food every now and then, but I came back to Korea where I was eating it all the time. And there's a lot of MSG, obviously, in Korean food. And Korean food's very salty compared to American food. So a lot of Koreans will tell you, like, American food's so bland, it doesn't taste like anything. I was like, oh my God, like, you know, I love this and I did eat this all the time, but it was like, I don't know if I should be eating this much chige. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know if I should have this much salt in my diet. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. This is something that's been happening a lot over the last year. I don't know if any of you can relate with it, but I'm going to bring it up. I really, really do not like meat lately. And I cannot stand meat. Eat meat at all. Like I eat it out of habit, but I do not enjoy meat anymore. I do not enjoy samgyeopsal. I do not enjoy bulgogi. I don't enjoy chicken.
Fish?
Not really. I just don't like… I don't like meat in general. And I don't know why. It's my taste buds. They're just rejecting meat now. And when I ate meat yesterday and I felt sick afterwards and I cannot eat meat.
I have this weird… I can relate to that. Over the last year, I've also found myself not enjoying meat as much. I don't know why it is.
What is it? Is it because
we're
getting
old? I was like, is the quality of meat going down? Mm. Or I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but I've had the same feeling where I eat steak, you know? So every now and then you go eat steak at a restaurant and you're like, normally you'd be like, yes, this is it. I'm buying this $30 steak and it's going to be amazing. And you eat like, yes.
Well, you crave the things your body needs. Maybe you guys, because you're like playing video games and sitting a lot, you don't need as much protein or something.
I don't know. But like,
could that be it? You guys, I don't feel like that.
Condescending.
But over
shit.
This last.
That's not supposed to be condescending.
What about eggs?
Eggs, I still like. Yeah. Eggs. No,
so
but like recently.
It's not a protein thing then.
Yeah. Recently, steak and like pork chop type stuff or like. It just bacon. Doesn't it hasn't sound been, I mean, it's not like I eat it and I'm like, it's gross. I'm not as strong as Dave, but it doesn't taste as good as I remember.
Haven't
it.
I been with you and I'm just like, I don't want meat before?
All the time.
Yeah. But I don't want meat. I hate meat.
It could just be changes in your body. Like for me, like some maybe you're going through early menopause. I don't know. Do men go through menopause?
Dude.
Isn't there a male version? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I hate it.
Are you finding yourself more emotional?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
So it could
but
be.
But in a good way.
Yeah, but see, that's what it could be. If your levels of testosterone are going down and your estrogen levels are coming up, that could be what the issue is.
That could be the explanation for all of those see all.
I had meat yesterday and I got sick.
Meat doesn't make me sick, but I have been like not enjoying eating it as much as I used to.
Oh, I literally feel like throwing up right now just thinking about meat.
Really? Is that bad?
Are you sure it's not the soju?
No, it's not.
I was going to say the soju is a pretty good reason.
I really do not like meat.
I've really struggled with samgyeopsal like in the last 12 months.
Samgyeopsal is disgusting.
We had good samgyeopsal the other day. That Jamsugyo place?
Yeah, but even then I was forcing myself to eat it.
It's got to be
I ordered a vegetarian burrito.
Why didn't
today.
You tell me you don't like wine? Because I sit with it.
Because I wanted to have a good day. To have a good night with it. I'll eat it. I just don't like it.
You're finding yourself eating more like a vegetarian?
I literally typed in vegan in my phone yesterday just to find something that wasn't meat.
How are you dealing with that then?
It's hard,
it's
man.
It's hard in Korea to be a
today. I ordered you guys know kuchara.
I really like kuchara.
I just get the vegetarian. Mexican I ate the vegetarian burrito. I ordered two vegetarian burritos. I ate one before I came here. I'm gonna eat one when I get home. I have to do everything vegetarian now because I just cannot meat. Just makes me sick.
What about byproducts?
Like what?
Like the fake ones?
Well, no. Beyond Burger? Even if you have like a stew or a soup, there could be like…
It's okay, but if it's not…
Yeah,
it's
like kimchi
not,
jjigae with like a little bit of meat
like
in it.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
You don't like slabs of meat.
I do not like slabs.
You would have hated what I ate the other day. I ate Jeju horse sushi. Sashimi.
Really?
At this place
I've never
the
even heard of that.
I don't mind raw sushi horse. As much though. Like I had a California roll with some salmon in there. It didn't bother me. I liked it.
So sausage isn't no sausage, no baby back ribs.
I don't like that. No,
just brisk hamburgers.
Hamburgers. I don't know. Hamburgers are kinda,
you
I kind of like hamburgers.
That's a meat. That's
I kind of like hamburgers, but I don't like
donkas.
So you're just sick of slabs of meat. You don't have to look like meat.
I don't like. Yeah, that's the thing. When it looks like meat, it bothers me.
Ah,
I see what you're saying.
So it's more of a psychological
thing.
Yeah,
it might be
maybe.
Psychological.
I just don't like… I even thinking about…
What about hot dogs?
Makes me sick. Just thinking about biting into the fucking meat of a hot dog just makes me feel gross.
Bye, Dave.
Should we just do the outro? Dave just went to throw up because we talked about samgyeopsal.
Yeah, either that or he's had too much soju. I'm not too sure. But Wolf, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, man. I've really enjoyed these last two episodes. I hope you guys… aren't just saying like thanks for coming. Really enjoyed it.
No, it was a blast.
So maybe I can come back again. I really enjoyed it.
Just as long as next time you game with Dave, you don't die too soon and then comment on how bad they are.
Can we end this out with a compliment?
Sure.
I want to give everyone a compliment.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Start with Dave.
We'll do that when he comes back. I want to say I'm really proud of you for your self-discipline, for losing all this weight.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to say your beard is fantastic and your voice is silky smooth.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Are you going to compliment yourself?
No. You can, though.
Do we have to do? Are we doing in a circle like this and going through compliments for everyone?
Is it that difficult?
Well, I haven't thought of anything. I need some time.
Well, I really appreciate.
You just dropped this on me.
I really appreciate the lengths and the research you went into to convince Dave that you, in fact, played a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the dedication that went into that.
Yeah.
Going to Wikipedia very quickly.
Yeah.
Searching Cloud, searching Rydia.
Finding a picture with a big
sword.
And
hoping that it was a real Final Fantasy character. Yeah. Hoping that Cloud had a big sword. I do appreciate everything you…
you Thanks, Wolf. Thanks, Wolf.
I'll give you a compliment. It's been interesting because we have Wolf here, mm-hmm. who's obviously an esports commentator and has that very deep voice. And,
yeah.
You know, very good for that kind of role. But I think you have an excellent voice as well.
Thanks.
Now, it's on a different side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon character. It's like something like Bart Simpson. But I do enjoy it because not everyone can have the same Steve-O, voice.
Dude. It's like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, Steve-O as well. Yeah. But I do like the tone. And I think it complements very well in a podcast.
Thanks. You too, though.
It does.
I love your accent too.
Ah, thank you. We're doing good. It's a compliment stage of the podcast. We're just throwing out compliments.
Yeah, me, Dave and I do that like crazy. We text each other compliments.
We just compliment each other.
Yeah, I was going to look up in my Kakao chat all the stuff that I've written to him because it's funny.
He said some really intense shit to me before on Kakao Talk.
Really?
Why don't you… Can you give them… Oh, yeah, go ahead. You could give them a compliment too if you want. End out the podcast.
You know he doesn't
answer. I've been complimenting Sam for the last hour about how skinny… Yeah. He's a skinny king right now.
Yeah.
You just look good.
The king of skinny. Thank you.
You look good lately. And you've seen the comments. You have to have seen the comments. Even on my like videos and stuff. People are like, Sam's gotten so skinny. He looks so good now.
I haven't been ignoring them, I must admit.
So I like to think Sam always looked good though.
Oh, shit.
Kiss ass. You kiss ass.
Except for when he had a bowl cut.
Okay. I have a compliment for Wolf. You're,
yeah.
You're crazy good at Super Smash Brothers.
Ooh.
Thanks, man.
He's really good.
You might still be better than me, but you never play with me anymore. So
maybe today.
I don't want Dave. I don't want to leave Dave out with the compliments. So I'm going to go back to some of the old classics, bro. Your muscly back looks like a roadmap to heaven. Your shoulders could have been on the set for Cliffhanger. Your jawline is sharper than a shark tooth.
What? Have you guys been sending photos to each other? Because that would be weird.
No, but I did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You go sauna together though or something like that? You know?
That's another episode.
I don't send him any pictures. He sends me some wild pictures sometimes.
Me and Sam have a story for you.
What?
Sometime, nah.
Wolf, I've got a compliment for Wolf. Okay. I want to compliment you on your choice of work because here in Korea, more often than not, we don't find a lot of diversity in people that are not Korean. Working out here, and I just want to commend you on that. Taking
it's really cool.
That is cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I didn't really compliment anybody. I just like made fun of him with the Final Fantasy thing.
That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to compliment any of us.
Bask in our compliments.
Okay, I will.
You have a really cool line of work in Korea, and it's really rare to find somebody like you.
I have
you.
One specific compliment for all three of you. You guys are really good at complimenting me. Thanks.
What a prick.
Love it. Love it.
Love it.
You suck at Valorant.
way to end it. Way to end it.
Just kidding.
Wolf, thank you for joining us again today.
Thanks
it
for
was
coming.
A pleasure having you in the studio with us again.
Shout some stuff out for us, Wolf.
Yeah, you guys can check me out. Proxy Wolf, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. If you want to follow my Twitch stream where I stream old games and die a lot and complain about my life.
Hopefully we can stream together.
Yeah, hopefully you can stream together sometime. I'm Wolf_Schroeder. Dave's Twitch name is hard to pronounce.
Dave Bling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Boing, 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 boing,
I don't know if that
boing.
One's like, that one's not the one that you shout out on the stream. It's like, Wolf_Schroeder is not great, but I'm trying to get Proxy Wolf. I'm still in talks with Twitch to get that one.
Wolf Yours Shredder sounds like, badass.
It's kind of underscore ass. Though. It's the worst part. I'm like, yeah, follow me at Wolf_Schroeder. Yeah. It's like, underscore.
Someone else has got Proxy Wolf?
Yeah, someone else has it.
What are you going to do to them when you find them?
Sam, have you ever played Among Us? Have you ever heard of Among Us?
I've heard of it. I haven't played it.
Oh, you would love that game. Anyways, we'll talk about it in another episode. But
Wolf, thanks guys for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
We love you.
So,
yo, if you got, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Put you on the spot.
I'm honored.
Put you on the spot.
If you guys could please leave a comment and a bunch of stars, we would really appreciate that.
You can follow us.
If you are interested in finding more, you could find us on Instagram at Dive Studios.
Yep.
Also, it means a lot if you leave us a review on podcast or Apple
Podcasts.
And more stars is better than less.
Yeah, you can find us on Spotify as well. And don't forget, you can find us on YouTube, Dive Studios there as well. And you can watch the whole episode. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll be back again with more.
Hey,
thanks guys for tuning in. We love you. You were with Dave.
Sam,
Saul,
and Wolf.